African Australian Story is really about creating an online storytelling community. You know, I talk about the fact that we're both looking at creating new stories and original stories, but also curating stories. So looking for stories that other people have done and finding a way to sort of build a, you know, almost like a one-stop shop for people to be able to find all the fantastic stories that are out there about the African Australian communities across Australia.
What type of stories are you particularly looking at?
Well, I'm looking for any stories, as long as they're about African Australians or the African Australian experience. That is the core. So for me, what really drove this is, you know, I do journalism in my undergraduate, although I never worked as a professional journalist. And in my work, I work in corporate communications. And one of the things I'm passionate about is storytelling. You know, I'm like so many people who feel like we have a great Australian or a great African Australian novel in us. But what I love is hearing people's stories, and I love telling it. And I love the joy that it gives to them that they go heard. But I also love the joy that people get from when they hear those stories. You know, I moonlight as an ABC radio community correspondent. And it never surprises me when even it might be at work or, you know, if I happen to be at a community event and someone would say, oh, I heard that story. And I loved it because A, B, C, and D. People don't particularly, I think, love that I told the story, but they love that they heard about a great thing someone is doing. They got a different perspective to either that person or that community or the general African community from it. And I really think that we talk about, you know, changing perceptions about African Australians or even the multicultural communities. And it's sort of this really, it's almost like, you know, changing the world one fantastic story at a time.
So why do we need this type of project?
I think, you know, there's for so many different reasons, but I think the key thing is that African Australians, we're not very good, I think, at telling our stories. I think if you look at if you take the general Australian community, and I always have this conversation around food, I go, why isn't there like an African, great African restaurants that I can go to, especially at least in Brisbane? There are a couple of, you know, really good ones in Sydney and Melbourne. There are a couple of good ones here. I'm launching this project there. But you don't, you know, if you go to Westfield Shopping Centre, you don't see an African or Australian or African restaurant. You don't have it like you have a Thai restaurant or an Indian restaurant on the corner of your store. We don't, you know, I've been to so many, you know, writers' festivals, and there are very few African Australian authors there. We're not good at going out there and telling our stories. Part of it might be because, you know, there is that maybe we're not being heard, we're trying, and the gatekeepers, whether it's through the media or through the literature world or through any other platform, it's not allowing us to tell our story. But what this is, that creating a platform for anyone who is African Australian and wants to tell their story or wants to be a storyteller can come and tell that story, and I will do my best to promote that story and their skills and talent to both our communities but also to the wider community. So it is really an opportunity for us to tell our story. And the other thing too is that we talk about the fact that other people tell our story, other people create our narrative. This is our opportunity to tell our own story and create our own narrative.
What's the inspiration for this? It's named African Australian Story. Is it modeled on the ABC TV's Australian Story?
Well, I mean, again, I've always been a lover of that platform. One of the things I love about it is that it allows the people to tell their own stories. You know, a lot of the times, I think very rarely do you ever hear the producer or journalist even asking a question or being in the short. It's about people being able to, you know, tell things from their perspective. You may not agree, but you get to see it from their perspective. And it also delves a lot of the times into, you know, like after the news story happened, a month later, a year later, 2 years later, what is the repercussions? So I'm really interested in doing that. But I also call it the African Australian story because it's about obviously covering people like me who've lived here for about 24 years and consider myself an African Australian, but people who are Africans living in Australia and people who are Australians who have become part of the African community, whether through marriage or you know, their friends or involvement in the African community.
Who will be an ideal candidate for this storytelling project?
My key thing is that I actually want to, I call it refreshing stories. I want authentic voices. I want authentic stories. And I want refreshing voices. I think in some respects, there are so many fantastic stories in our community, but they are not being heard, whether because we are not out there telling it or because we only hear from a very few. So I'm really interested in going and actually discovering stories that no one have heard before and being able to bring it to our community. So if after every story we release, people are able to say, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I learned something. I didn't even realize that was happening. That really, for me, is almost like my, what does success look like? That is what success looks like. Bringing stories that are not, haven't been heard, bringing new voices that haven't been heard. You know, we'll be doing that through our weekly podcast series. And also bringing the, for me as well, bringing the stories that we have in our parties, in our, at the cafes when we catch up with our friends, but bringing it to the wider community and talking about the topics that we all talk about and laugh about and always, start heated and fantastic conversations.
And you're looking for stories in words, in photos, videos, voice, music.
Yeah, so I think a couple of things. People like to acquire their stories and consume it in different platforms. And also wanting to make sure that we created an opportunity for storytellers of all sort of genres and skill sets to be able to contribute. So, for example, I work every morning and I love podcasts. So one of the reasons why we've added podcasting and voice as a storytelling platform is so that, you know, if all you have is in your walk in the morning or your drive to work, then you can listen to the story, at least the audio stories. If you have time to read, you can read them. If you love your, you know, YouTube and Facebook videos, you can acquire it that way. But also, if you have skills in that area, you'll be able to showcase your talent through those mediums.
This project is Queensland-based. Is the platform, restricted to people living in Queensland or is nationwide?
I have my vision for it is nationwide. Obviously, I'm in Brisbane, and a lot of the people that I have access to in terms of, you know, the stories that I'll be able to go up and talk to and interview and write stories about will be mainly in Queensland. But my vision is that I will go Australia-wide, but I want to also start in Brisbane, in the community I know, and almost like be my trial to make sure we get it right and we find our sort of feet before we sort of launch across the whole country and don't do it properly. So
initially, it's restricted to Queenslanders.
The beauty about having it as an online platform and having it on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff is anyone can access it, access our stories. The beauty of our conversation right now, me being in Queensland and you not being in Queensland, is that you can interview people over the phone, over Skype and all that type of stuff. So if anyone has a great story, if you're a storyteller in, you know, Western Australia and you want to write a story and submit it, you can, again, choose online, you'll be able to easily contribute to it. So in terms of, I see this as a nationwide project, but I kind of want to start small, find my feet and make sure we're doing it well and writing stories that people want to read. There is no point going to all this effort if we're not doing it right. So I want to make sure we get it right and then look at how we almost like slowly then launch in other states and find storytellers that are specifically based in that state and slowly sort of roll it across the country.
And how does one get involved?
To get involved, very simply, first of all, just come on. We're launching on the 2nd of July, obviously on all our different platforms. Our Facebook page, our Twitter page is live. Our iTunes and podcast page and our SoundCloud podcast page just went live yesterday. Our website is obviously live, africanaustralianstory.com. So just subscribe to us, follow us, like us, and subscribe to our email list, and you'll be getting the great stories coming directly to you. But also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Tell great stories, you know, whether it's your own story or if you know someone in the African Australian community who has a great story that we, you know, demands to be told, you know, feel free to get in touch and let us know. And spread the word, tell other people about this platform, get other people to know about it, subscribe to it, and let's build what I'm calling, you know, a creative storytelling community.
All right. You mentioned the launch, which is at 6 p.m. at a function on election night. Why election night? You're going to miss a lot of opportunity getting the whole community to know about this. When so many people are focused on the election results coming in at that time.
I have a long tradition of having what a dance party, which you would know is a party on election night. There will be a television there screening the election results. So I saw this, I was actually going to launch it the week before, but just through a few other community events, and I was asked to shift it, and I more than happily did. And when I actually realized that I was shifting it to election night, I said, I'm actually in. I think it'll be a great party for the community to get together. We can all, you know, have the launch, watch the elections, live and, you know, have a conversation about, you know, one of the great conversations I'm sure will happen on the night will be, you know, where are African Australians in the political process? So I actually see it as a win. So if you're in Brisbane on the 2nd of July and you're looking for a great party to come to you to be with the African community and watch the election results, because I'm a great political nerd. So to me, actually bringing two of my great loves together on one night.
When should we start seeing stories on your website or other social media sites?
So we will be launching all our new stories on the 2nd of July. So the launch is at 6 o'clock. So we'll sort of start appearing around that time. And definitely by the 3rd, on that Sunday morning, you know, our launch stories will be up. They'll be cross-posted across all our different social media platforms. So we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud, and YouTube. And you can get to us across all those platforms at African Oz, O-Z Story. So African Oz Story. And also on our website, which is africanaustralian.com. And you'll be able to subscribe to our email distribution list. And what we'll be doing is that every week or 2 weeks, we'll send out an email out to people to let them know all the stories that we've released. So people are very busy. If you have missed something that we've put out there, we will literally be putting it directly into your inbox.